Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is giving the third reason. Oh Krishna, we shouldn't fight, we shouldn't kill these people, these personalities. Why? Sins will overcome us. And he's continuing that reasoning even in verse number 37 and 38. Let's see these verses today. Yadyapyetena pashyanti lobopahatachetasaha kulakshaya kritam dosham mitradrohe cha patakam katham nageyam asmabhihi papadasmanivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyadbirjanardana. So here Arjuna is saying, yadi api ete, even if they, all of them, all the Kauravas, na pashyanti, are not able to see. What not able to see and why not able to see? Lobopata chetasa, they're not able to see, they're blinded because they have been overcome by greed, lobha. Lobha of what? The kingdom. And what are they not able to see? Kulakshaye kritam dosham. They're not able to see the dosha, the fault in what? Kulakshaye kritam. That is, when destroying the family, when the destruction of the family is happening, they're not able to see the fault in that. And mitra drohe cha patakam. They're not able to see the sins that will overcome them when they're killing the friends and relatives. And then he says, katham na geyam, katham na asmabihi. Why we should not, what? Kulakshaye kritam dosham prapashyadbhir. Why we should not? We know that we are seeing what is going to happen. Kulakshaye. There is dosha in this kulakshaye, the destruction of the family. Then why we should not withdraw ourselves or cease ourselves? What is that? Nivartitum. Why shouldn't we cease ourselves or withdraw ourselves from asmat papa, from these sinful activities? Now, basically, Arjuna is trying to convince Krishna. Krishna, I don't think we should fight. And again, he uses a word, Janardhana here. I hope we remember the meaning of Janardhana. Anyways, we'll discuss today also. So he's saying that Janardhana, I don't think we should get into this fight. They are blinded. We are not. Let's not get into. Now, let's discuss this verse line by line. So many of the times people ask this question, that why did Yudhishthir Maharaj, at the first point itself, why did he got into this gambling match? If there was no gambling match, no question of Mahabharata. The answer is given here by Prabhupada in the first line. A Kshatriya is not supposed to refuse to battle or gamble when he is so invited by some rival party. So when some rival party is inviting a Kshatriya, is challenging a Kshatriya to participate in a gambling match, he cannot refuse. So Yudhishthir Maharaj couldn't refuse. He had to participate. He had to get involved. And now when it comes to battle, the second line says, under such an obligation, Arjuna could not refuse to fight because he had been challenged by the party of Duryodhana. Again, there's a second challenge from Duryodhana to fight. Duryodhana wanted that fight. So he rejected the message from the peace messenger, Krishna. So Duryodhana wanted a fight and then he challenged the Pandavas. So Pandavas being Kshatriyas, they have to accept the challenge. Today we are going to learn a very, very, very important day-to-day practical tip. It will surely help us. Now through this context, we are going to learn that. So please go line by line and try to understand, and it will be easy for us to apply in our day-to-day life. But then, in this connection, Prabhupada says, Arjuna considered that the other party might be blind. They are blind because they are greedy for the kingdom. So they are blind to the effects of such a challenge. What are the effects of such a challenge? Kulakshaya, destruction of family. Arjuna, however, could see the evil consequences. Arjuna was able to see, being a great personality, he was able to see the evil consequences. What was the evil consequences? Destruction of the family and the sins overcoming them by killing all these personalities. And so could not accept the challenge. So now Arjuna is thinking, no, I shouldn't take up this challenge. No, I don't think it's a good thing. So in this way, we understand that Arjuna such a great personality, such a broad-minded personality. He's not an ordinary personality. From previous shloka, we very nicely understood that Arjuna was talking from a higher perspective, from Dharma Shastric perspective. So, when it comes to killing these personalities, Arjuna was saying that they are blinded, we are not, why should we get into? And very, very important thing, Arjuna is very clearly mentioning here that challenge has come. So, obligation is there, but we are not bound to that obligation. He's trying to convince Krishna. And this is the practical tip for us. Last line, Prabhupada is saying here. Obligation is actually binding when the effect is good, but when the effect is otherwise, then no one can be bound. Many times people say that I was obliged to do this particular activity. But then, the obligation can bind us only when the effect is good. When we are able to see a good effect by doing that particular activity, we can say that, okay, I am bound to this obligation. But as soon as we understand that the effect of this particular activity is not good, is not beneficial for anyone, we have to just withdraw. Because we are not bound to that obligation. Such an amazing sutra Bhagavad Gita is giving us. Such an amazing sutra. We are very, very fortunate, you know, that we are going through these shlokas one by one and trying to understand the deeper aspect of every single verse. Now, till now, Arjuna has given the third reason. The sins will overcome. Now, finally, from the next verse onwards, he is going to give the fourth reason. And with this, you know, he'll conclude all his four arguments, and then Krishna will take over after that. So, let's see that in the future verses. I hope you all are attempting the quiz and also commenting in the comment section whatever you understood from the videos. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. A small request. So, after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So, a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.